Earlier this month, a high school student in California was not allowed to talk about her sexual assault when addressing her classmates at graduation. The incident has prompted outrage across the country. WBGO commentator Mildred Antenor gives us her thoughts.
You know, sometimes I feel like I missed the Kool-Aid as it was being passed around. I'm amazed at the obviously poor decisions that high school administrators make when dealing with a life-changing, sensitive topic. Case in point, Lulabelle Seitz, a high school valedictorian from Petaluma High School in California, was giving her graduation speech when her microphone was abruptly turned off by the school administrators because she attempted to talk about her experience of being sexually assaulted on school grounds. Unbelievable, isn't it? When did we stop serving the students? When I began my teaching career 18 years ago, the standard we held was that we were there for the students. We weren't perfect by any means, but it was clear that the students' needs came first. Now things have shifted in a very disturbing way. In the case of campus rape, which has risen dramatically in the past 15 years, 1 in 5 women and 1 in 16 men are sexually assaulted on high school and college campuses nationwide. We are systematically throwing students like Lulabelle under the bus for the sake of school reputation and the sacred dollar. And to make matters worse, on several college campuses, there are inexperienced officials who counsel the victims. Why do they lack training, particularly for such a personal violation? Common sense has been thrown out the window, and it's happening all over the country. Now, fortunately, a number of survivors are pressuring colleges for some measure of justice, such as expulsion, even when offenses are not reported to the police. The accused students, confused by the scrutiny of sexual encounters they thought were consensual, complain that internal investigations are stacked against them. But you're always going to have pushback when you're fighting for justice, right? And of course, at other times, nothing changes because the victim, who is still very much afraid, removes her complaint because of fear and how a conviction could affect his or her life. And still, in other cases, the victim is not encouraged to talk about her assault at all, as in Lulabelle's case. Lulabelle was shut down during her speech, but she's lucky. She found the courage to continue to speak her truth. As a matter of fact, the day after graduation, Lulabelle posted her full speech on YouTube, and recently a group of parents confronted the school board about shutting down her mic, and a petition is currently circulating to remove the principal of Petaluma High School. Lulabelle has the nerve to speak up and fight for her justice. But what about the other victims? Where is their justice? I'm Mildred Antenor.
Mildred Antenor is an author and professor at Seton Hall University.